طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our review session number 4, reading from lessons in Arabic language, book 3, level 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina. And this is our fourth review session. Today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to review two lessons, lesson 4 and lesson 5. And both of them are relatively brief lessons. So inshallah, there shouldn't be any difficulty in completing the review of both of them. Basically, each of these lessons deal with patterns. In lesson 4, the pattern for the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul primarily. And in lesson 5, the patterns, yani the wazn for the mudari, madi and mudari, mabniun lil majhul, yani the passive voice for irregular verbs, for the ajwaf verb. And we're going to also look at in lesson 5, the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul again, but for the non-salim verbs. So primarily what we're going to be looking at in this lesson, or in this session, we're going to be looking at the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul for salim verbs, and then in lesson 5, for ism fa'il and maf'ul for non-salim verbs. And we'll be also looking at the mabni lil majhul for the ajwaf, past tense and present tense verbs. Past tense and present tense verbs. Now, all right, so let's get started. And again, what we're looking at here, we're looking at awzan, yani the wazn or pattern for mainly ism fa'il and ism maf'ul for the salim verb and for the non-salim verb. And the mabni lil majhul, the passive voice, madi and mudari for the ajwaf verb. So we looked at the mabni lil majhul previously. We're looking at it now for the ajwaf verb. And these are patterns that we have to be familiar with. And the way to become familiar with them is by practicing their usage, practicing using them. Now, all right, so lesson 4, let's look at lesson 4, right? English key, page 24 and page 25, page 24 and page 25. Point number 1. In this lesson we learn, and there are 3 points here. In this lesson we learn ismu al-fa'ili, the active participle. What do we mean here by ism fa'il? In English, one who reads is called a reader, and one who writes is called a writer. In Arabic, a noun on the pattern of fa'ilun, yani the first radical taking fatha alif, and the second radical taking kasra. In Arabic, a noun on the pattern of fa'ilun is derived from the verb to denote or to indicate the one who does the action. So the pattern of fa'ilun, yani the ism fa'il on the pattern of fa'ilun, indicates the one who's doing the action of that verb. Like they said in English, one who reads is called a reader and one who writes is called a writer. So for example, kataba is the verb, means he wrote. Kataba yaktubu. So the one who does the action of that verb is called a katibun, or a writer. From saraqa, yasriqu, he stole, or to steal. The one who does the action of stealing is called a sariqun, a thief. From abada, ya'budu, he worshipped, or worships. The one who does the action of that verb, abada, is an abidun. Yani, the first radical, the first root letter takes fatta alif and the second one takes kasra. Abidun, or a worshipper. From khalaqa, yakhluqu, he created or creates. The one who does the action is called the khaliqun. So this is the pattern of fa'ilun. The first radical takes fatta alif, the second radical takes kasra. So from kataba, katibun. From saraqa, sariqun. From abada, abidun. From khalaqa, khaliqun. In the Quran, we have in the 6th surah, 95th ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. In Allah, indeed Allah is the splitter of the grains and fruit kernels. That is, He makes them sprout to come forth. So فَالِق is the ism fa'il on the pattern of fa'ilun from falaqa. Falaqa yafliqu, to split asunder, to cleave asunder, to tear something apart. On the next page, it's okay, so that is what yani is related here concerning the ism fa'il in the English key. And again, as we've done previously, we're going to look at the English key. I'm going to look a little bit at the Arabic explanation as well. So in the Arabic explanation on page 43, exercise number 2, it says in Arabic as-sariqu. You need this word as-sariqu, the thief or the one who steals, is ismun yadullu ala man qama bis-sariqa, is a noun that points to or indicates the one who qama bis-sariqa, the one who did the action of stealing. So this word, sariqu, huwa mushtaqqun min saraqa, yasriqu. It is derived from the past tense verb saraqa, present tense, yasriqu. On the pattern, wa yusamma isma fa'ilin. And it is known as or called the ism fa'il. The ism fa'il, ismun masugun lima waqa'a minhu الفعلو وهو على وزن فاعل. So the ism fa'il, اسم مسوغ. It is a noun that is formulated or shaped or molded. لما وقع منه الفعل. يعني it is formulated for the one who the action يعني وقع منه الفعل. The action occurred from that one. Okay, so the ism fa'il is a noun that's formulated to indicate the one from whom the action, yani, came from. وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنْ fa'il, and it is on the pattern of fa'ilun, meaning the first radical takes fatta alif, second radical takes kasra, and then they said, نَحْوُ, for example, alimun, one who has knowledge, جَاهِلٌ, one who is ignorant, ذَاهِبٌ, one who is going. Also, we'll just quickly look at, I mean, it wasn't part of the homework assignment, but if you just quickly look at exercise number 3, we see from qatala yaqtulu qatilun, alima ya'lamu alimun, jahala yajhalu jahilun, sajada yasjudu sajidun, raka'a yarka'u raqi'un, raqiba yarkabu raqibun. So these are examples of the ism fa'il. The next point from the English key is on page 25 of the English key. Number 2, it says, ismu al-maf'uli, the passive participle. What is meant by passive participle? This is a noun on the pattern of maf'ul, meaning the first radical, the fa, is takes sukun preceded by meem with fatha, maf. The second radical takes dhamma elongated by waw, uu, maf'ul. Yani the pattern is that the first radical, the fa represents the first radical, it takes sukun preceded by meem with fatha. The second radical takes dhamma elongated by waw. So this is a noun on the pattern of maf'ulun, is derived from the verb to denote the one who suffers the action, the one who the action occurred to. The ism fa'il is the one who did the action. The ism maf'ul is the one to whom the action occurred upon. So for example, qatala, he killed. Yani qaf is the first radical. It takes sukun preceded by meem with fatha. ta qatala, ta is the second radical, takes dhamma elongated by waw. So you from qatala you get maqtul. Qatala, he killed, maqtul, one who has been killed. Khalaqa, yakhluqu, he created. Makhluq, from kha la qa, makhluq, he who has been created, or that which has been created. From sarra, he pleased, you get seen, ra, ra. The seen takes sukoon, preceded by meem with fatta. The first ra takes dhamma elongated by waw. From sarra, seen, ra, ra, you get masroor, he who is pleased. Kasara, yaksiru, kasara, he broke. Maksurun, that which is broken. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. No creature, created being, has to be obeyed if it involves disobedience to the Creator. Here in this hadith we have two words, the ism maf'ul, makhluq, and the ism fa'al, khaliq. Okay, this is the second point of this lesson, the ism maf'ul. And for that, we want to take a look at the instructions for exercise number 5, which explained to us in Arabic the ism maf'ul. It says here on page 45 of the Arabic text, exercise number 5, the word masruqun. Ismun yadullu ala ma waqa'at alayhi as-sariqatu. Yani it's a noun. يَدُلُّ عَلَى مَا وَقَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ السَّرِقَةِ. It points to that which the action of stealing occurred or fell upon. يعني the sariq, يعني sariq or يعني fa'il indicates the one who did the action, sariq, the one who did the action of stealing, and masruq indicates the one who, the thing that the action of stealing occurred upon, the thing that was stolen. وهو مشتق من سرق, and it is derived from the مبني للمجهول, the passive form of the verb, because it indicates the thing that the action happened to, not the one who did the action. The فاعل is derived from the مبني للمجهول, the active form of the verb, and the اسم مفعول is derived from the passive form of the verb. Yani, because it indicates the one that the action happened to, not the one who did the action. So the fa'il is derived from mabni lil-ma'loom, active, and the maf'ul is derived from mabni lil-majhool, passive. Wa yusamma isma maf'ulin, and it is called or known as the ism maf'ul. The ism maf'ul is ismun masugun min al-fi'li al-mabni للمجهول للدلالة على ما وقع عليه الفعل. اسم مفعول اسم مسوغ. It is a noun that is formulated من الفعل المبني للمجهول. It's formulated from the verb that is structured for the مجهول, يعني for the فعل that is not known or that is not mentioned. للدلالة, to indicate or point to. دلالتي على ما وقع عليه الفعل, to point to that which the action occurred to, not the one who did the action, but the one that the action fell upon, that the action occurred to. So sariq is the one who did the action, masruq is the one that the action occurred to, the thing that was stolen. وهو على وزن مفعول, and it is on the pattern of مفعول, meaning the fa, the first radical, takes sukun preceded by meem with fatha, and the ayn, the second radical, takes dhamma elongated by waw. وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنِ مَفْعُولٍ. It is on the pattern, the scale, the wazn of maf'ul min al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mujarrad, from the thulathi verb that doesn't have any extra letters added to it. We'll see that the thulathi verb that has extra letters, any mazid added to it, has a different pattern for the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul. So this is for the fi'l, thulathi mujarrad. Yani the thulathi triliteral verb that has three original root letters without مجرد without any extra letters being added to it. And this is excluding the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth forms of the verb where the thulathi verb has extra letters added to it to modify its meaning. This is the basic thulathi verb with nothing added to it. Okay, so this is the ism maf'ool, ism maf'ool. And they gave us some examples in exercise number 6. It wasn't part of the homework, but yani from قُتِلَ, the مَبْنِيٌ form of the verb, مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ, we have مَقْتُولِ. And from عُلِمَ, مَعْلُومِ. From سُئِلَ, مَسْعُولِ. From شُرِبَ, مَشْرُوبِ. From قُرِيَ, مَقْرُوءِ. From وُجِدَ, مَوْجُودِ. From قُصِرَ, مَقْصُورِ, and so on. And these are examples of اسم مفعول, yani being derived from the فعل المبني للمجهول, to indicate the one that the action occurred to. Okay, after this, we're going to go to the third point of lesson 4 on page 25 of the English key. ما أنا بفاعل عما ما أنا بغافل عما تعملوا. يعني I am not unmindful of what you are doing. This ما in ما أنا is called ما الهجازية, the Hijazi ما, and acts like ليس, and it does the same action of ليس. It acts on the sentence the same way as ليس. For that reason, it's sometimes called أخوات, from أخوات ليس. It is used in a nominal sentence, like ليس. ما الهجازية is used with a nominal sentence, like ليس. And after its introduction, the خبر is rendered منصوب, just like with ليس. And the خبر may also take an extra با, yani the particle B, rendering it مجرور, just like ليس. So it acts just like ليس. It's used with a جملة, اسمية, a nominal sentence. And when it's introduced to the sentence, it makes the خبر منصوب. And if an extra با is used with the خبر, it makes it مجرور, just like ليس. And here they give us an example to show how it's just like ليس. البيت جديد, the house is new. If you want to say the house is not new, you say ما البيت جديدا, يعني the خبر becomes منصوب, ما البيت جديدا. But if you use the extra با with the خبر, it becomes ما البيت بجديد. Just as we say with ليس, يعني البيت جديد, we say ليس البيت جديدا, the خبر becomes منصوب if we use the extra با with the خبر ليس البيت بجديد. We have in the Quran 12 surah 31st ayah, ما هذا بشرا, this is not a human being. Here the خبر is منصوب, ما هذا بشرا. We also have examples of the خبر having the extra با. For example, in the Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 74th ayat, بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah is not unmindful of what you do. For the Arabic explanation for this point number 3, we go to page 25 was the English key. For the Arabic explanation, we go to exercise number 9 on page 47. Exercise number 9, page 47 says, مَا أَنَا بِغَافِلٍ, I am not unmindful, unaware. هَذِهِ مَا النَّافِيَةُ, this is the مَا النَّافِيَةُ, يعني مَا of negation. وَهِيَ مِنْ أَخْوَاتْ لَيْسَ, and it is from the sisters of لَيْسَ, meaning it acts the same way as لَيْسَ. تَدْخُلُوا عَلَى الْجُمْلَ إِسْمِيَةِ, it's used with the جُمْلَ إِسْمِيَةِ, nominal sentence. وَتَرْفَعُوا الْإِسْمَةِ, and it makes the ism of مَا هِجَازِيَةِ, or the ism of لَيْسَ, it becomes مَرْفُوعٌ. وَتَنْسِبُوا الْخَبَرِ, and it makes the خَبَر منصوب. وَتُسَمَّ مَا الْهِجَازِيَةِ, it is called مَا الْهِجَازِيَةِ, the Hijazi مَا. Now, and an example of this is ما بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم, ما هذا بشرا, يعني this is not a human being. This is from Surah Yusuf, 12th Surah, 31st عاد. وقد يقترن خبرها بالباء الزائدة. And it's possible, sometimes it may be that its خبر يقترن is accompanied by الباء الزائدة, the extra باء. For example, بعد أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما الله بغافل عما تعملون وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. سورة البقرة, second surah, 74th ayah. Allah is not unmindful or unaware of what you are doing. So this is ما الهجازية. It, when you introduce it to the جملة اسمية, the nominal sentence, the خبر becomes mansub and the mubtada remains marfu'un. So it makes the mubtada marfu'un and the khabar mansub, just like laysa. If you use the extra ba' with the khabar, it makes it majrur, just like laysa. Now, this was not part of the homework, but some examples that they gave us. Ana qari'un, that's a mubtada and khabar jumla ismiyah. Ma ana qari'an, khabar being mansub. ما أنا بقارئ, خبر become مجرور because of باء. They also gave us نحن تجار, we are merchants. ما نحن تجارا, we are not merchants. ما نحن بتجار. And they gave us هو قريب مبتدأ خبر. ما هو قريبا منسوب خبر منسوب, وما هو بقريب خبر يعني مجرور because of باء. Okay, so this is what, and this is a quick review of what we wanted to cover from lesson number 4. Now we'll take a look at lesson number 5, which continues with some of what we covered in lesson number 4. That is, it continues with the issues of the fa'il, the patterns of for fa'il and maf'ul. But instead of with the salim verbs, we're going to look at some non-salim verbs. But before we look at the fa'il and maf'ul, before we continue with that, we're going to just take a quick look at, we're going to look at the issue of the ajwaf verb when it is mabniun lil majhul, yani the passive form of the ajwaf verb, past tense and present tense. So, first we're going to go to the English key for lesson number 5, point 1. Page 26. And we're going to, after we look at that, we're going to look at the exercise number 2 on page 51 for more examples of the ajwaf majhul, yani the ajwaf verb when it's mabni al majhul. So we're just going to take a look at both of them. In the English first, on page 26, point number 1, it says lesson number 5. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number 1, we have learned the formation of the passive voice, yani the mabniun lil majhul, for the salim verb. Now we learn its formation for the ajwaf verb. And what we mean by salim verb, we mean the verb that doesn't have hamza as a first, second, or third radical, and the verb wherein the second and third radicals are not identical, yani mudaaf. And also it doesn't include the salim, doesn't include the mu'tal verbs, whether mithal or ajwaf or naqis. So the salim, we looked at the mabni lil majhul for the salim verbs, and in this lesson we want to look at the mabni lil majhul for the ajwaf, yani the mu'tal al-ayn. So in the past tense we have qala, it becomes in the yani مبني للمجهول, it becomes قيلة. So قال فتى ألف becomes قيلة كسر يا. قال means he said, قيلة means it was said. Another example, past tense, باع means he sold, becomes بيع, it was sold. So باع فتى ألف becomes بيع كسرة يا. Another example, زاد زيد. زاد يعني he increased, زيد it was increased or added to. So again, fatta alif in the normal verb mabniin li ma'loom becomes yani in the mabniin lil majhool yani its pattern changes from qala to qila, from ba'a to bi'a, from zada to zida. Fatta alif becomes kasra ya. In the mudari of the ajwaf verb, for example, you have yaqulu, he says, he is saying. It becomes yuqalu, it is said or being said. So yaqulu, yani the second radical, the first radical or the prefix to the mudari verb takes fatha, and the first radical takes dhamma, waw. In the mabni lil majhul, the prefix mudara takes dhamma instead of fatha, and the second radical instead of dhamma waw takes fatha alif. So yaqulu becomes yuqalu. Yani yaqulu, he is saying, yuqalu, it is being said. Yabi'u, he is selling, becomes yuba'u, it is sold or being sold. Yabi'u becomes, yani fatta on the mudara verb, kasra ya becomes dhamma on the mudara verb, fatta alif. So just like yaqulu became yuqalu, yabi'u becomes yuba'u. Yani in the mudari, mabni lil majhul, you take dhamma on the mudara letter, the first letter, and then the first radical takes fatha alif. Yuqalu yuba'u. Naam, yazidu becomes yuzadu. Yazidu becomes yuzadu. Yazidu, he is increasing it. Yazidu, yuzadu, it is increased. It is being increased or added to. Right, so this is the ajwaf verb when it's mabni lil majhul. We see in the past tense it changes from qala to qila, ba'a to bi'a. Yani qala, qila is from the fatha dhamma group. Ba'a, bi'a is from the yani fatha kasra group. And the same thing we have in the mudari. Yaqulu becomes yuqalu. Yabi'u becomes yuba'u. Here are some examples. Here are some examples. Yani two more examples. Yuqalu inna hadhihi al-arda bi'at bi million riyalin. I'm sorry. Yuqal, it is said. Yani this is mabni lil majhul. Yuqalu. Yuqalu, it is said. It is being said. Yani inna hadhihi al-ard, that this land, indeed this land, bi'at, was sold, past tense. Ba'a, he sells, bi'at, it was, yani bi'a, it was sold. But here it's feminine because ard is feminine, so bi'a becomes bi'at. That this land was sold, bi-malyoon, by 1 million riyals. Second example, huna tuba'u as-suhuf. Yani suhuf is yani غير عاقل plural, so it's treated as though it's feminine. So instead of yuba'u, it became tuba'u. Tuba'u. Huna tuba'u as-suhufu wal-majallatu. Yani here are sold newspapers and magazines. Here, newspapers and magazines are sold, are being sold. Okay, so this is, yani these are the patterns for the ajwaf verb when it's mabni lil majhul in the past tense, and in the present tense, qala becomes qila, and zada becomes zida. Yaqulu becomes yuqalu, and yabi'u becomes yuba'u. Just to look at exercise number 2 quickly, for some quick examples of mabni lil majhul in the past tense, qala qila, ba'a bi'a, saqa siqa, zara zira, zada زيد خاف خيفة. يعني قال he said باع he sold ساق he drove زار he visited زاد he increased خاف he feared. For the مضارع we have يقول يقال يبيع يباع يسوق يساق يزور يزار يزيد يزاد يخاف يخاف. يعني يقول he is saying, يبيع he is selling, يسوق he is driving, يزور he is visiting, يزيد he is increasing, يخاف he fears. يقال it is said, يباع it is sold, it is being sold, يساق it is being driven, يزار he is being visited, يزاد it is being increased, يخاف it is feared. Okay, after this we're going to go to يعني back to the اسم فاعل المفعول, but for the non-salim verbs in the English key, page 27 and 28. For the second point would be page 27, the اسم فاعل. Number two, it says page 27, and also we're going to be looking at exercises 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Yani 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, which will be yani some examples of the ajwaf. I'm sorry, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, for examples of the fa'il of non-salim verbs. We'll just look at some quick examples, but the main thing is the explanation here. Point number two, English key, page 27. We have learnt in the previous lesson the formation of ism, fa'il, from the salim verbs. Verbs that don't have hamza as a beginning, middle, or ending radical. Verbs that don't have the second and third radicals being identical, or verbs that don't have weak letters in the beginning, middle, or end. So that's the non-salim verb. Now we're going to look at the ism fa'il for the that is what we mean by non-salim verbs. Yani that it's not mahmuz verb with hamza. It's not mudaf verb with a double radical, identical radical. It's not a mu'tal verb. Here now we want to look at the ism fa'il for the non-salim verbs, for the mudaf, for the ajwaf, both types, wawi and ya'i, and naqis, wawi and ya'i. And what we mean by ajwaf, wawi, and ya'i, we mean the ajwaf that where the middle radical is originally a waw, it's called ajwaf wawi, and where the middle radical is originally a ya, it's called ajwaf ya'i. And the same thing with the naqis verb, if the final radical, the yani the lam, the weak letter, if it's waw, it's called naqis wawi. If that weak letter is originally ya, it's called naqis ya'i. So we want to look at both types of ajwaf and both types of naqis. And we will also look at the mudaf verb, where two of the radicals, the second and third radical, is identical. And it's written with shadda. Alright, so again, point number two, page 27 of the English key. We have learnt in the previous lesson the formation of the ism fa'il from the salim verb. Now we learn its formation from the non-salim verb. And there's a footnote here. I'm just going to quickly refer to that footnote. It says, footnote number one, the salim and non-salim verbs. For the salim and non-salim verbs, see the key to book two, lessons 26 to 29, which deal with, deal with the mithal verb, 26, 27, the ajwaf verb, 28, the naqis verb, 29, the mudaaf verb. So it's saying go to the key for book 2 for lessons 26 through 29 to see yani the three types of mu'tal verbs and the mudaaf verbs. I'm going to refer you here to two places in book 2. You can make a note of it if you're not already familiar with it. On page 212 of the main text of book 2, page 212 of the main text, chapter 29, on page 212, the end of chapter 29, they give us examples. There are lots of examples of this, of the salim verb. They give us examples for the salim verb, the past tense, present tense, marfu and mansub and majzum, and the fi'l amr. Then they give us the mahmuz verb. Three types of mahmuz, whether hamza is in the beginning, middle, or end. And they give us all forms of it. Yani, the past tense form, the present tense, marfu and mansub and majzum, and the fi'l amr. And the same thing they give us for the mudaf verb, different types of mudaf verb, for the mu'tal al-fa, the mithal, for the mu'tal al-ayn, the ajwaf, for the mu'tal lam, al-naqis, and so on. So there are examples of the salim verb and examples of the non-salim verbs. Mahmuz, mudaf, and mu'tal. Past tense, present tense, present tense, marfu'un, present tense, mansub, present tense, majzum, and the fi'l amr. This is a good chart to go back and refer to. It's in book 2, in the main text, at the end of chapter 29, page 212. Past tense, present tense, and fi'l amr examples for the salim and non-salim verbs. I'm going to also refer you to the English key for book 2, page 102, the sevenfold classification of the verb, where they explain to you what is the salim verb, what is the mahmuz verb, mahmuz, hamza, in the beginning, middle, or end, what is the mudaf verb, what is the mithal verb, the ajwaf, the naqis, the lafif, makroon, and mafrook, and so on. So it shows us the seven types of classification of the verb in reference to being salim or non-salim. And they give us examples for each one of these types. The one that has hamza in the beginning, middle, or end, the mudaf, or the different types of mu'tal verbs. Alright, so this is on in the English key for book 2, page 102. In some books, I mean, in my book, it's all on page 102. On the PDF file that I have, it's on page 102 and 103. So I just want to refer you back to that, because that is very, I think very, very beneficial, these two charts. Alright, so we're still on page 27 of the English key for lesson 5, dealing with the ism fa'il. We have learnt in the previous lesson the formation of ism fa'il from the salim verb. Now we learn its formation from the non-salim verbs. And again, those references that I just gave you are charts which show us, give us many examples and the explanation of what is salim, what is non-salim, different types of non-salim verbs and examples of them, past tense, present tense, and fi'l amr. And this is extremely beneficial, those two charts from the English key and from the main text of book 2. Okay, so now we learn the formation of the non-salim verbs, okay? Formation of the ism fa'il. Ism fa'il. For the mudaf, A, it says, A, mudaf verb, like hajja, yahujju. The ism fa'il from it is hajjun, with shadda on the jim. Hajjun means a person who performs hajj, or pilgrim. It is originally supposed to be on the pattern of fa'il, hajjun, because the three radicals of hajja are ha and jim doubled. So it's ha, jim, jim. On the pattern of fa'il, it should be hajjun. However, the kasra of the second radical, the first jim, is dropped for assimilation, so that the two jims can be joined together. Because the use of shadda on two identical letters that follow one another can only be used if the first one has sukoon. So the kasra of the first one is omitted here, it's dropped, in order to be able to join them together. So instead of saying hajjun, we just say hajjun with shadda on the jim. The kasra of the second radical is dropped for assimilation. So before I go on, we'll come back to it. We'll look at some of the examples in exercise number 4 for the mudaf verb. We'll look at that when we go to the Arabic part of the book. Okay, so again, that's the mudaf verb, yani from the verb hajja is hajun and not hajijun, which is originally what it should have been. B is the ajwaf wawi. And what we mean by ajwaf wawi, we mean that the ajwaf verb, it can either have, yani the original middle radical is waw or ya. If it's waw, then we say ajwaf wawi. If it's ya, we say ajwaf ya'i. So the first example they gave us is for ajwaf wawi is qala yaqulu. Qala is originally qa wa la. Qa wa la. So originally, yani the middle radical is waw. That's why this is ajwaf wawi. Qala yaqulu. The ism fa'il is qa'ilun. One who says. For originally it should have been from qa wa la qawilun. Yani the middle radical was originally waw. So it should have been on the pattern of fa'ilun, qawilun. But instead, that waw in the ism fa'il becomes hamza. The waw becomes hamza. So instead of qawilun, it is qa'ilun. For the ajwaf ya'i, where the middle radical is originally a ya, as in zada yazidu, the ism fa'il is zaidun. Zaidun, meaning more of something, more of something, an increase in something, za'id. This is originally supposed to be za'idun, because zada, originally the middle radical is ya. Originally, zada is za'yada. So it should have been for the ism fa'al za'idun, but the ya, like the waw in qawilun, the waw and the ya, the weak letter, becomes hamza. So za'idun becomes za'idun. Okay, that's for the ajwaf, wawi and ya'i. The weak letter, waw or ya, becomes hamza in the ism fa'il. Qala yaqulu qa'ilun. Zada yazidu za'idun. Instead of the waw or the ya. C, naqis wawi. And again, the naqis, like the ajwaf, is divided into wawi and ya'i, depending on whether the weak letter here in the naqis, it's the third radical. Depending on if that weak letter is originally a waw or a ya. Alright, so the example they gave us is naja yanju. Yani the aleph in naja is originally a waw. It's originally a waw. We said that that waw or the ya in the naqis verb yani is changed to a aleph maksura or aleph mamduda, but in any case it's originally a waw and a ya. This is naqis wawi, so it's originally a ya. Naja is originally, yani the aleph is originally waw, yanju. The ism fa'il is, if it has aleph lam, and naji, or without aleph lam, then it's najin, because this is an ism manqus. It's from the naqis verb. So the ism manqus, which we looked at yani in the beginning of this level 3 course, ism manqus is one of those types of words that has a yani taqdiri i'rab. Because if it doesn't have aleph lam, yani in certain cases, if the aleph lam is omitted, or in some other cases, the weak letter, the ya, is omitted, and it's replaced by kasratain. So najin is the ism yani fa'il. It's a manqus yani, so it's yani najin. If it has alif lam, the ya comes back, it became an naji, one who has escaped disaster. Yani from naja yanju, najin, one who has escaped yani some harm. Originally we said that the aleph and naja is a waw, and therefore it should have been najiwun. Najiwun. But because it's an ism manqus, when it doesn't have its aleph lam, or it's not a mudaf, or it's not mansub, then we see that the aleph is the weak letter, the ya, is deleted. So it became najin, like qadin and wadin and madin. These are all ism manqus words. Yani they take kasratain. As far as the i'rab, we're not looking at that now, but the i'rab, yani, we say that it's i'rab. Yani, if it's marfoon, we say that it's marfoon. Walamatu rafihi dhamma muqaddara. Dhamma muqaddara ala In this case, الواو المحذوفة. يعني the weak letter that is deleted, or the ya محذوفة. يعني because يعني it that واو becomes because of the كسرة from the اسم فاعل pattern فاعلون. يعني the واو becomes يا. So it's الناجي or ناجين. يعني نا جي ون. يعني it loses the weak letter, becomes ناجين. The ناقص يائي is from سقى يسقي, and this سقى سقى, the ألف مكسورة, is originally a يا. It's originally a يا. So the اسم فاعل is ساقن. It's a منقوص, right? It loses its weak letter. ساقن or الساقي, the cup bearer. يعني the one who is pouring the drink. The one who is pouring the drink. And يعني the original form of this word, يعني since it's a ناقص يائي, it's actually ساقيا. So it should be ساقيون. ساقيون. But يعني if it has ألف لام, it just becomes الساقي, or without ألف لام, ساقن. Okay, let's look at some examples of the اسم فاعل. This is point number 2. يعني in the Arabic text, we're going to be looking at exercises 4 through 8 on pages 52 and 53. In exercise number 4, we see اسم فاعل. Okay, so again now, يعني I'm going to go back. I should have looked at these examples when we were doing the the مضاعف. I mean the مبني للمجهول. Okay, no problem. Exercise number 4, it says تأمل المثال لإسم الفاعل المسوق من فعل المضاعف. Okay, so for the مضاعف, okay, here we're looking at the اسم فاعل for the مضاعف, for the أجوف, and for the ناقص, واوي and يائي. Okay, so the first one is the مضاعف, اسم فاعل from حجة is حاجون instead of حاجدون. From ظن to think is ظانون instead of ظانينون. And مر to pass by is مارون instead of ماريرون. And ضل to go astray is ضالون instead of ضاليلون. And دل to guide or to direct or to point out is دالون instead of داليلون. That's for the مضاعف verb. يعني because of the double letter, يعني they deleted the kasra vowel from the first letter and joined the two identical letters together. So again, حاجون instead of what originally should have been حاجيجون, and so on to the rest of them. Okay, as far as the اسم فاعل for the أجوف, first واوي and then يائي. Examples of this in exercise number 5 show us that قال يقول قائلون is originally قاويلون because قال is originally قاوالا. And زار يزور is زائر instead of زاوير because زار is originally زاورا. And صام يصوم is صائم instead of صائم because صام is originally صوام صائم. But it became, يعني the واو, the weak letter, became همزة. زائر صائم. And نام ينام, we say نائم instead of ناويم because originally in نام the middle radical is originally واو. ناويم, it's originally ناويم. ناويم, so it should have been ناويم, but instead the weak letter becomes همزه, so it's نائم. For the أجوف يائي in exercise number 6, يعني the middle radical in أجوف here is originally a يا. So باع يبيع, يعني باع أصل, يعني it's the اسم فاعل is باعون instead of, it should have been باعيون because باع is originally باع يا ع. يعني باع يا and عين, it should have been باعيون, but the weak letter يا becomes Hamza. Ba'i'un. And the same thing with ma la yamilu, it's ma ilun instead of ma yilun. In each of these forms, the yani ajwaf yai, the middle radical is originally a ya, but that ya is transforms to hamza. So from ma la yamilu, you get ma ilun instead of ma yilun, and sara yasiru, you get sa irun instead of sa yirun, and asha yayushu, you get a ishun instead of a yishun. And sala yasilu, you get sa'ilun instead of sa'ilun. Naam. Tayyib. The next thing that we want to look at is point number three. Point number three from lesson five. On page 27 and 28, yani the ism maf'ool. The ism maf'ul, it says we have learned, point number 3 on page 27 of the English key, we have learned in the previous lesson the formation of the ism maf'ul from the salim verb. Now we learn its formation from the non-salim verbs, from mudaaf, from ajwaf wawi and ajwaf Ya'i, and then from the naqis, wawi and naqis, ya'i. Again, wawi and ya'i means that the original weak letter is waw or ya, and that's in the ajwaf as well as in the naqis verb. Okay, so we're going to look at the explanation here from the English key, and then we'll look at some examples of each of these from the Arabic text. So for example, for the mudaaf verb, that's a, we have mudaaf verb on page 27, number 3, a mudaaf verb. The ism maf'ul from this verb is regular. For example, sarra, yani seen, ra became masroor. Yani the ism fa'il means that the first radical, in this case seen, takes sukoon preceded by meem with fatha. The second radical, which is the first of the two ra, takes dhamma elongated by waw. So sa ra, yani seen ra became masroor. So this is the normal pattern. It's the normal pattern for ism maf'ul. Masroor, pleased. One who has been pleased. From adda, we have ma'adood, that which has been counted. From sabba, with sad, sabba, we have masboob, that which has been poured out. From halla, we have mahlul, that which has been solved. Yani the issue, the riddle, the mystery has been solved. That's for mudaf. For the mudaf, the ism maf'ul is normal. For the ajwaf wawi, and by the way, nam, for the mudaf. Since the ajwaf wawi is normal, so we're not going to look at, there's no exercise for that. So we go to ajwaf wawi and then ya'i, and these are going to be looked at in exercise number 10 and 11. Examples of ajwaf wawi and ya'i is in exercise number 10 and 11. So ajwaf wawi in the English key, page 27, point number 3, ba ajwaf wawi. For example, qala yaqulu, the ism maf'ul is maqulun, that which has been said, the thing that has been said. And this is originally should have been maqulun, but here the second radical has been dropped. And in other words, qala yaqulu yani should have been yani from qaf waw lam, should have been the first radical taking sukoon preceded by meem with fatha, maq. The second radical from qala originally is a waw. It should have been waw with dhamma elongated by another waw. Dhamma elongated by another waw should have been maqwulun. But to make the word easier to write and to speak, they deleted the weak letter. In the ajwaf wawi, they deleted the weak letter, which is a waw. So instead of maq, wulun, it became maqulun. Yani the weak letter is deleted, its vowel is transformed to the qaf with sukoon, so it became maqulun. Here the second radical has been dropped and its vowel has been placed on the qaf. The first radical which has sukoon became dhamma. Here's one more example from lama yalumu. Yani the alif in lama is originally a waw. So it's lam, waw, meem. They said now it is malumun, blameworthy, one who has been blamed. But originally it should have been from lam, waw, meem, it should have been malwumun. Yani lam is the first radical, takes sukoon, preceded by meem with fatta. The second radical in lama is la, wa, meem, lam, waw, meem. Yani the waw takes dhamma, elongated by waw, became malwumun. But the weak letter, the middle radical waw is deleted, its vowel is placed on the first radical, the lam, it became malumun. So basically what's happening in the Ajwaf Wawi is that the weak letter is deleted and its vowel is placed on the first radical. So you only have two radicals, the first radical and the last radical, the first and third radical. So from lama you have lam and you have meem. So what originally should have been lam, waw, meem, malwumun became malumun. Malumun. Yani the first radical takes dhamma instead of sukoon here. The second radical is deleted. The dhamma is elongated by waw from the pattern maf'ul. And that's what you have. Malum, maqul. Okay, let's look for the Ajwaf Wawi. Let's just look at a couple more examples of that from exercise number 10 from the Arabic text on page 54. I'm sorry to go back and forth like this, but I want to look at the exercises while we're talking about it. So, Ajwaf Wawi. Naam. So, for example, again, this exercise reminds us that the ism maf'ul is derived from, for the ajwaf, is derived from, the ism maf'ul is derived from mabniul al-majhul. So the ism maf'ul is derived from qila. It's derived from, originally from qila. But in any case, yani it's easy to see it when you look at the normal form of the verb qala. It became, instead of maqwulun, became maqul. Zara, yani it's really supposed to be derived from zira, but if you look at the mabniun lil ma'lum zara, it became mazur instead of mazwur. And from lima yulamu, yani we look at the normal form lama, yani lam, waw, meem, malum instead of malwum. Okay, let's look at the ya'i. Back to the English key, it says page 27, point number 3, ba, ajwaf, wawi. We just read that. So let's go to the next page, ajwaf, ya'i on page 28. Ajwaf, ya'i on the top of the page, zada yazidu. And it's easy to see its form, the pattern, from the mabniun lil-majhul, but technically it's derived from the mabniun lil-majhul. Yani the ma'lum, it's easier for us to see it from, yani zada yazidu, but technically it's derived from the majhul. Yani zida yuzadu. But in any case, we're going to look at, yani the way they gave it to us here, it's easier to see it from zada, which is, should originally be za, ya, da. We get mazid for what should have been mazyud. Meem, yani, the original radicals are zay, ya, and del. So in the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been mazyud. But the weak letter, the ya is deleted, and its vowel is placed on the first radical, which had sukoon, and it became yani And its vowel is changed to kasra, became mazid. So two things happen here. The weak letter, the ya, is deleted. The original ya from zada is za, ya, da. The weak letter is deleted. The vowel is transferred to the first radical zay, which is a dhamma. That dhamma is changed to kasra. So from maz yud, it became mazid. Became, and the waw is also, yani the waw from the pattern maf'ul, because of the kasra, yani it became ya. Maz yud became mazid. There's a lot of changes here, irregularities in this yani form, maf'ul form, for the ajwaf ya'i. So what actually happens is, zada yazidu, yani is originally zay, ya, del. Zay, ya, del. So on the pattern of maf'ul, it should have been maz yud. That's what it should have been. But a lot of things changed here. And from mazyud, it became mazid. So it's possible to just say that, yani, the ya, the original weak letter, they said the second radical has been dropped and the waw of maf'ul has been changed to ya. I mean, it's possible to say that the ya remained and the waw of the pattern is deleted and it became mazid. In any case, yani, just try to remember for the ajwaf ya'i, even though it should have been from zada yazidu, mazyud. They're saying here that the second radical has been dropped and the waw of the pattern maf'ul has been changed to ya. In any case, yani, it's important just to remember that the pattern here is irregular. Mazyud becomes mazid. Here's one more example from kala yakilu, and again kala yakilu is originally ka, ya, la. Yani it's kaf, ya, and lam. So it became makil, but it should have been maqyul. Maf'ul, maqyul. Yani instead of maqyul, makil. Instead of maf'ul, mazid. And this ajwaf, yani ya'i, ism maf'ul from ajwaf ya'i, they gave us some examples. They gave us, yani from ba'a yabi'u, mabi instead of mabayu. Yani ba ya ain should have been mabayu, but instead it's mabi. From kala yakilu, we just saw that instead of makyul, it's makil. From zada yazidu, we just saw that instead of mazyud, it's mazid. So we see these original forms of mabayu and makyul and mazyud becoming kasra elongated, mabi'un, makilun, mazidun. So in the ism maf'ul, we know that instead of that oo in maf'ul sound, it becomes e. Mabi'un, makilun, mazidun. Okay, now we're going to look at the ism maf'ul from the naqis wawi. Again, back to the English key, page 28. C, it says naqis wawi, like da'a yad'u, it became mad'uun, mad'uun. Yani mad'uun means invited, the one who was invited or called. Here the pattern of maf'ul for the naqis wawi is regular. It is written with one waw bearing shadda. Yani the two waws that would come in this pattern, the waw from the pattern of maf'ul, yani elongating the dhamma of the second radical, and the waw that is an original radical from this yani naqis verb. Naqis wawi, the last radical is originally waw. So you have two waws here, they're just writing them together with shadda. The first one originally had sukoon anyway, maf'ul. It's elongating the dhamma from the second radical. So that's the way you do it in Arabic. Yani if two letters are repeated coming back to back and the first one has sukoon, then you write it with shadda. So this is a normal maf'ul pattern from da'a yad'u, yani mad'uun. It is regular, it is written with one waw bearing shadda. If it is written like this, مدعوون with two vowels, you can see the two vowels. If it's written like that, the first is the vowel from the pattern, يعني elongating the second radical dhamma. And the second vowel is the third, the actual third radical of the naqis wawi. Its third radical is a vowel. Here's another example from tala yatlu. Matluun, that which is recited. And in the examples that they gave us in the Arabic text on page 54, and going back to the Arabic text on page 54, exercise number 12, it says ism fa'il masuq min al-fi'l al-naqis al-wawi thumma akmal al-naqis. In other words, we're just looking at some examples here. From da'a yada'u, it's of course it's technically derived from du'iyya. Alright, it's technically derived from du'iyya. The original form of the maf'ul should be mada, yani from da'a yad'u should be mada'u'un. And that's what it actually is, except that since the first waw has sukoon, then we join it to the second waw with shadda. Mada'u'un with shadda. That's regular. Alright, from tala yatlu, yani technically derived from tuliya, to be recited, is matluun, and this is normal from ta, lam, wow, matluun, and from raja yarju, yani technically derived from ruji'ya, to have hope, yani it's marjuun, and it's regular because it's ra, jim, wow as the root letters, marjuun, that's what it should be. Okay, now we look at the naqis yai, and this is the last one. Naqis yai, back to the English key, page 28. This is the end of the English key, just before the exercise explanations. It says naqis yai, bana yabni. Yani, this is naqis yai because why? Because the weak letter in the naqis verb is the last letter. If that weak letter is a waw, it's called naqis wawi. If it's ya, it's called naqis Ya'i. So we have bana yabni, the weak letter is ya, so it's naqis ya'i. And here the ism maf'ul is irregular. There's irregularities in it. Okay, so from bana yabni we have mabniyun, that which has been built. Yani, originally it should have been mabniyun. Here the waw of the maf'ul, the elongation of the second radical dhamma, that waw has been changed to ya. The waw has been changed to ya. So the root letters here are ba, noon, and ya. Yani bana, the alif maksura is originally a ya. So it's ba, noon, and ya. So in the pattern of maf'ul, the ba takes sukoon preceded by mim with fatah. The noon should take dhamma, elongated by waw, and then the third radical is ya, ba, noon, ya. So it should have been mabnuyun, but because the last letter is a ya, so they changed the waw, yani from the pattern of maf'ul, the waw that elongates the dhamma in the pattern, they change that waw to a ya and change the vowel before it to a kasra. So now you have two ya's, the ya from the pattern, the waw changed to a ya, and you have the ya that's originally a root letter of ba na ya. So you have, instead of mabnuyun, yani the dhamma is kasra, the waw is ya, mabniyun. Two ya's back to back is written with shadda, mabniyun, yani that which has been built. Here the waw of maf'ul has been changed to ya, and the vowel of the second radical dhamma is changed to kasra, and the two ya's are merged together, so you have mabniyun. Here's another example from shawa yashwi, yani originally it is sheen, waw, and ya. Sheen, waw, and ya. It became mashwiyun, that which has been grilled, like a grilled piece of meat. But originally it should have been mashwuyun. Yani from sheen, yani shawa, sheen, waw, ya, it should have been The sheen takes sukun preceded by meme with fatha. The waw takes dhamma elongated by another waw and then followed by the third radical, which is ya. It should have been mesh wuyun, but instead the dhamma of the second radical, the waw, the dhamma of the second radical is changed to kesra, and the waw of the pattern maf'ul that was elongating that dhamma becomes ya. And then the ya, the last radical ya, is merged with it, so it became, instead of mesh, wu-yun, mesh-wi-yun. Okay, some of these irregularities can be understood and remembered and taken notice of. Some of them we might not be able to follow well or remember. So what is important is trying to look at as many examples of this type of word as possible. Let's look at some examples for the naqis ya-i. That is exercise number 13 on page 54 of the Arabic text. It says here, for the verb bana, yabni, which we just looked at, it's mabniyun instead of mabnuyun. And from yani qala yaqli, which means to fry something, it's maqliyun instead of maqluyun. Instead of maqluyun. Alright, so these are just examples making us see that there's some irregularities in this word, in these words. You just have to practice with them a little bit and hopefully they'll stick with you. Go over the exercises. If it's not sticking well, go over the exercises, inshallah. You'll find that some of the patterns, the irregularities in the patterns will begin to stick to your mind and will be easier to follow. I'm not really sure next week, if we're going to be able to do two lessons again. I have to take a careful look at it and see if time will, if the time will be sufficient for us to cover two lessons in one session, because the time for the sessions are becoming shorter and shorter with the Asr prayer getting earlier, and I have to go to the masjid for prayer, so the time is going to get shorter and shorter every week. So we'll be adjusting the time. Please pay attention to the time changes. But in any case, you can start with lesson number 6. The next few lessons are dealing with patterns, okay? So we'll probably try to take two lessons, because it's just patterns that we have to recognize, memorize, and get used to examples of them. So it's not a lot of rules. Rather, it's just learning those patterns and recognizing if there are irregularities in them. So there are definitely irregularities in the ism fa'il and maf'ul for the naqis and for the ajwaf verbs. So that's why there's a lot of irregularities in these two lessons. But otherwise, patterns are relatively simple. You just have to memorize the pattern and then apply it. Follow the voweling pattern, and any letters that are added to the beginning or middle or end, you just follow the pattern. Okay, so we're going to stop here with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing what's pleasing to Him sincerely for His sake alone, that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm upon a siratul mustaqim until we return to Him in the condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant shafa'ah to those of our loved ones, the Muslims who are sick, and that He forgive, pardon, and protect those who have passed away, that He make their graves spacious, and that He fill them with light, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.